I just can't wait. I just can't wait to see what he's going to do in this service. Amen. How many of you are coming here expecting something this morning? I'm coming here giving a message, and I'm expecting God to reveal something fresh to me as I'm giving this message. Amen. I'm just the blessed one who got to hear this message for the very first time. Okay? And I'm giving it out this morning, and I believe God is changing it even as I speak. And I'm saying, Lord, have your way. Have your way. I don't want to get in God's way in what God is about to do. Amen. I want to get out of the way. We are in this series called Let's Connect. And for those who are watching us online, welcome. And we can still connect, even online, we can connect. We love you. We thank you for you watching and for your support that you're showing to us. Our message is about let's connect. We need to connect as a body. We do life in what? In community. And not in solitude. Good. We grow in circles and not in rows. We cannot grow unless we are planted. Today I'm going to add one more layer to it. Are you ready for this? We cannot stand unless we are united. We cannot stand unless we are united. Last week was amazing. Last week was amazing. I listened to the service myself 3 times. And each time was something new that I got from it. You can do the same. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. It's a continual process. You're going to hear the same message over and over and over again. And each time, you're going to draw out something new. That's the beauty of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that true? That's the beauty of the Holy Spirit, able to feed us with a fresh bread every single time you open up this book. You might be reading the same story over and over and over again. You've read the story about the woman at the well for a long, long time, right? But you might have got a new perspective of it since the last time we talked about it, about the bucket and the well. How many of you traded the bucket for the well? Amen. I did too. I left the bucket at home. And I went home with a well. Amen? Amen. So, if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to 2 passages. Psalm 92 and also Colossians 2. Psalm 92, 13, 14 and Colossians 2, 19. I just loved it last week when many of you guys came to me after service and said, Pastor, I connect with what you said. The plant, the trees, I connect with that. And one of you guys said, Pastor, let me tell you about the sequoia tree that you did not mention this week. And I'm like, what is it? What is it? And one of you guys mentioned and said, the sequoia tree never grows alone. You'll never see just one tree. Right, Phil? You'll always see a sequoia tree along with others in a community. They never grow alone. Their root system is not just wide, like we said, because a sequoia tree can grow up to 300 feet tall. Isn't that crazy? 300 feet a tree can grow. And you would think that this giant sequoia tree of 300 feet high would actually have deep root system. But not the sequoia tree. The sequoia tree has only a root system 5 feet deep into the ground. Now you wonder, how can this giant tree be held up by just a shallow root? The root, the strength of that tree is not by how deep it is, but how wide it is. 150 feet wide from the trunk. Spread out all around, reaching places where you would not think a tree could actually reach, but through its root, underneath the ground, underneath the surface, they're reaching places that you would not think a tree could reach. And it's not just the reach of those roots, it's the network of those roots. Those root systems, they are interconnected. They are united. They are united with one another. So they spread out their roots, reaching the source and touching one another. Isn't that the church? When we are a community of believers, our roots is not just here. We spread out our roots into this community and beyond this community. And we are interconnected all around this community and beyond. And this root system that we are developing here as a church is united. If it is not united, we cannot stand strong. If it is not united, we cannot be a church. So it has to be united. So the subtitle of our message is Being United. The first one was Being Planted, and this week it's Being United. Psalm 92 says this. It says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish and be in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruits in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. So they are planted. Those who are planted in the house of God, those who are planted in the soil where God has called them to be planted, they would grow. They would remain fresh. They would bear fruits now and even in the old age. But it doesn't just stop there from being planted. You can be planted and not develop roots. But when you're planted for a long period of time in that same soil, you would start growing roots. Out of yourself, you will get out of your own comfort zone. How many of you have comfort zones? I've got a few where I'm comfortable in. I don't want to get out. I don't want to get out of the place where that's where I live. That's where I feel comfortable. That's how I feel less challenged. But to go and do something for God and to fulfill the calling of God on my life, on your life, guess what we have to do? We have to get out of this place called comfort. That's how we grow. Because a plant, a nursery plant, somebody else told me about this last week, which thank you guys for giving me the message. Because I was wondering, okay, where do I go from there, from the sequoia tree? Because really, I'm not a green thumb kind of guy. I don't know plants. I don't know plants, okay? I was going to say something else, but I'm going to hold back. I don't know plants. I don't kill plants, but I don't know plants. Somebody else knows plants. That's what they do. But I'm learning, and I thank you guys for actually putting me on the right path. In fact, I've already got next week's message out of the mouth of somebody who spoke to me this morning. The Holy Spirit is amazing in doing this kind of thing. If you just listen and you follow along, you'll hear Him speak. He will lead, He would guide, He would lead the roots to go to the source where it needs to go. So those trees, they are planted in a specific spot, but the roots themselves, they would go out of that comfort zone. They will reach out into rocky ground, into less fertile ground where they can draw out anything that is good in those ground. Not comfortable, probably, because breaking out of the place where you've been planted and reaching out is always uncomfortable. Throughout the month of August, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be the focus of Oceans United. We're going to get out of that comfort zone. We're going to go and tell some other people out in this community about Jesus. Would that get you guys out of your comfort zone a little bit? To go and tell somebody that you don't even know about Jesus? That gets us out a little bit. Just a little bit maybe for some of you. For some, that comes second nature. That's it. That's what I do. But some might get us out of this little comfort zone. But that's how we're going to grow and be united as a church. What use would it be if we just have church every single Sunday and we meet here, we enjoy worship, we get into God's presence, and then we keep it all to ourselves? That would be a shame, wouldn't it? So growing out of ourselves is a must. Staying united is the only way we can do it. There is no other way. So Colossians 2:19 says this. We are connected or united to Christ, the head of the body. For He holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it. We are connected. We are united to Christ, who is the head of the church. The place where we planted here, there's a head. There's a head. It's not me. It's Jesus. We are connected to the head. We are connected to Jesus, the source. That's how we can stay united. That's how we can stay united as a church. Because we are connected to the source. And it says, when we are connected to the source, He holds the whole body together. You got that scripture up there? Can you put that up? Colossians 2:19. We are connected, united to Christ, the head of the body. And He holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments. And it grows and God nourishes it. Isn't that awesome that God takes care of those who He has planted? If God has planted you somewhere, He will take care of you. He will make sure that you're knitted together in that body. You will never feel like the odd one out, the outcast, the one who doesn't belong when you're connected to the soil. That's the place where you belong. That's the place where you connect with other believers, just like you. So when you're connected with the body, the joints, the ligaments, they function in the way that they were designed by God to function. Just like the tree. Those limbs, those root system, they were designed by the Master Himself. He knew that he's creating a plant that's going to be 300 feet tall. And he said, I'm designing you, plant. I'm not going to make you deep, but I'm going to make you in such a way that you're going to be wide so that you're going to need each other in order to survive. Isn't that what God designed the church, you and me? Because he knew that we cannot survive if we were singled out somewhere else. We need this to survive. Otherwise, it's not a church. Otherwise, it's not a body. Otherwise, the body loses its joints, its ligaments, and every single part that makes this unique as it is. So every part, every ligament, every piece is important to the whole body. And God makes sure that these parts would grow. And they would be nourished by God himself. We don't need to worry about the nourishment. As long as we are connected to the source, the nourishment will come to us. Just like this morning, we didn't have to do much. All we had to do was just to follow what the Holy Spirit is leading us into. The path of least resistance leads us to the source. The more we resist, the more we resist what God is doing, the more we resist the source where we can be fed. So the more we let go of the barriers, the more we let go of that comfort zone, the more we are connected to that source that nourishes, that ensures our growth. So God is just saying it's time to draw near to that source. It's time to let the limit off. Because we put limitations on everything in terms of our thinking, in terms of our belief. Are we believing God for the impossible? Or are we just believing God for something that we know in our own strength we can achieve? Are we just putting God in a box and saying, Lord, I can believe you just for this? Because I know that I can make it work. Or are we putting God's word to the test and say, Lord, if it is not you, I'm giving it all that I have. If it is not you, I'm going to fail royally, and that's okay. But I'm going to risk it all for you. I'm going to give it all that I have to see the plan that you have for me and my family come to pass. Even if I lose my reputation for it. I put everything on the line for you. That's the risk that God is wanting you and I to take to go to that next level. Amen? This is what God is requiring us, church, is not to be this quote-unquote church doing business as usual. Just like this song that we sang, it's not to be satisfied. There's a danger to this word, being satisfied. Because we can be satisfied with all that we have and forget about the community. Forget about our Jerusalem. Forget about the place where God has called us to be planted in, because all we can think about is just survival. God is saying, would you risk it all for your brothers, for your sisters that are out there, that needs to be connected to the body? So our job is to go and find those limbs that are out there that possibly could not be connected to the body and said, yes, we have a place for you here. There's a place where you fit in perfectly. Because God is all about taking the pieces that are cast out and said, come, be part of something that I'm doing where you will be planted, where you will be connected, where you will be fresh, where you will be flourishing, bearing fruits now and even in your old age. We are called to be planted, just like we are called to be united. Without being united, we cannot make it. we will not make it. When you are connected to the head, things that are not meant to be there, God will prune. When you connect it to the source, there's going to be some stuff that you're so used to. There's going to be certain habits that you have, certain personality traits that you have that you're so used to, that God is going to say, it's time for pruning. It's time for pruning. Because without that pruning, you cannot step into that next level. You cannot advance and be united to the level that God wants you to be united to unless you're ready to prune those parts that are not bearing fruits, that are not glorifying God. You would know that because the Holy Spirit Himself will bring them to your attention. Dreams, desires that you have that are not from God, they're going to be pruned away. They're going to be removed from you. Where God is going to have you focus on the one thing, on the one thing that He wants you to do. Growing up, I had many dreams. I had dreams of playing soccer professionally. But guess what? When I was connected to the source, God pruned those out. God pruned those out. I'm glad He did. I'm glad He did. I'm glad He did. Otherwise, I would not fulfill the calling. There's a difference between the dream and the calling. We have dreams, we have visions, we got plans. We got plans to do stuff. But if they do not line up with the plan of God, we're working in vain. We're working in vain. We're struggling. We're trying to make things. We're keeping up the appearances of progress. We're trying to keep up with this, keep up with everything that makes us look good. But if it is not God, we're wasting our time. God is saying to be united, you got to be pruned. Things that are not meant to be, you got to be willing to let it go. And say, Lord, have your perfect way. You got to be connected to the head to know this. You got to be planted in the soil to be connected to the head. Because without the soil, without the church, you're not connected to anything. You don't have community without the church. The church is you and me. We make up the church. The church is not the building. The building can just go. But without people, without you, without me, without living stones that make up this church, we might be nothing but a happy club. A happy club. We come here and we get happy, but we don't do much. I want to be happy. But I want to please Him more. Being happy will come by pleasing Him more. By doing the task. By fulfilling the vision, the calling that He has for you, that He has for me, that He has for this church. And you play a part in it. You are valuable. Valuable. Probably beyond what you give yourself credit for. When I see you, I see a piece of the puzzle. Without you, something is missing. Without you fulfilling the task that God has called you, that is uniquely you, no one can fulfill the task that God has for you planted in this soil. No one. No one. It's uniquely designed for you. I believe through this series that we are talking about, we're probably going to talk about it for the rest of this month, and we're going to talk about this all throughout, because this is going to be the new DNA of Oceans United. This is going to be what we do on a day-by-day basis, is to connect with one another, is to connect with this community, is to reach out to the source, to God Himself, and be connected to this head so that our joints, our ligaments, every part of this body is fully functioning. Fully functioning. Two main things that we can extract from being united, and one of which we've experienced this morning. Number one is this. If you're taking notes, you've got to write this down. And if you're not taking notes, you've got to write this down. Unity brings the Holy Spirit. Unity brings the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2, it says this. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Did we not experience that this morning? Where the Holy Spirit came and took over. Where we could feel His presence. Unity is an instant invitation for the Holy Spirit. We cannot be unified without Him. When the Holy Spirit shows up, dreams and vision, they line up. They line up. They point to the source. Without the Holy Spirit, dreams and vision can be scattered. We can be here, feel great about this thing today, and then when the wind changes, oh, it's no longer this now. Now it's something else. But when the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding, He will make sure that those dreams, those visions, they are harnessed by Him. It's not taking the power of those dreams, but they are harnessed by Him, full of power. It's a commanding power when the Holy Spirit is present, leading and guiding. It's like a horse. I saw a video of Soraya riding the horse. Couple of days ago, she's riding this horse, and then she was brave. I don't get on horses, okay? I don't do that. But I'm excited when I see other people do it. She was on this horse and she's riding this pretty hard, and then I think she kicked it a little bit, and then it took off. And I could hear in that video, pull back, pull back. So she was trying her best to hold it back. And then finally it stopped. Her pulling back did not stop the power of that horse. It just harnessed it. That's how the Holy Spirit would harness the dream, the visions that you have. Full of power, but harnessed by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit. That's what we want. We want the Holy Spirit to harness the vision of this church, to harness your vision, your purpose, your dreams. The Holy Spirit will stir up those dreams and vision that have been dormant for a while. Because many of us might look at being planted as being buried somewhere, full of passion, full of zeal, but nowhere to display or be able to use those gifts. But guess what? When you're planted, those gifts will flourish at the right time. This is something that a lot of times we want the fruits, we want the flowers, we want the bloom yesterday. And God is saying, I haven't planted you long enough. You will destroy yourself if you bear fruits now. A lot of times we don't understand that we want the fruits now. But God is saying, I'm preparing you. I'm preparing you. Wait for it. Wait for it. At the right time, you're going to see the fruits. At the right time, you're going to get your breakthrough. The last thing we want is to prematurely get the fruits. Let me tell you something. If we get those fruits prematurely, it will destroy us. We're praying for a mighty harvest in this church. What if it comes tomorrow? We've got to be very careful of what we ask for. What if it comes tomorrow? How are we going to handle that? Think about it for a minute. That very thing that you've been asking God for, I want you to play it in a scenario. If you get it tomorrow, what would you do with it? What would you do with it? Only the Holy Spirit can harness them if you allow Him, if you give Him room, if you're unified with the Holy Spirit. So they were up there in this room. They were all in one accord. They were unified. They were united. Being in one accord means they were united in one mind, in one spirit. Because they were united, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit always comes when there's unity. Now, the second thing is unity brings health. Health comes by being united. In Ephesians 4:16, it says this. He makes the whole body, listen to this, fit together perfectly. He makes the whole body, every piece, every person, He makes them fit together perfectly. Each part does its own special work. So you've got a unique work to be done here in this soil. Designed only for you. And it helps other parts to grow. It's not just about you. Because you're connected with somebody else, you have an influence over that other person. You can either help that person to grow, or you can stifle the growth of the other person. You can push that person to that next level, or you can hold them back. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy, growing, and full of love. Unity is never measured by size. Never by size. But how well every piece fits together. Never by size. When you see big things, doesn't mean unity. Doesn't mean unified. It's measured by how well every piece fit together. Unity is making room for each other to do its own special work. We flow well when we make room for each other, each other's good things and each other's mistakes. Because believe me, when we are connected as a body, people will make mistakes, but you have to make room for that mistake. You got to make allowance for it. It's like you're teaching your kids how to drive. I've done that a few times, and I'm like, I have to make room for mistakes. Just like somebody make room for your mistakes. Probably not very long ago, there's a few mistakes that you made, and somebody showed you grace. Somebody made a little room for what you did. So don't be so quick or looking at somebody else's mistake and jump on it and say, ha ha, ha, caught you. Because not too long ago, see, when you're connected to the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. Because, how do we say this? Our forgetter doesn't work. Our forgetter works well. Is that what we say? It works a little well. We forget things quickly. We forget our own faults very quickly. They come and go. Make room for each other to grow. Give grace. Even more grace we must give. The sequoia tree never grows alone, but in a community. They support each other. In fact, I was reading a few things about it. When one part of the plant of the tree is hurting for whatever reason, climate change or whatever it might be that they're hurting and one side is hurting, guess what? The others will provide support. The others will join in. It's like they can divert. They can divert resources and nutrients back to that plant that is hurting. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that what the church, when you read these parts about plants and nature, how God designed that? I see a map for us. I see how God designed it in such a way that speaks His plan for us, His church. We are supposed to be connected with one another. So when one part is hurting, we've already made room for that one part that is hurting, and we are reaching out and releasing goodness of God, grace, mercy. We are helping people in practical ways. The roots that are united and interconnected allow us to do that. If we are fragmented and we are separated from one another, somebody might be hurting, and the rest of the body have no idea what's going on. But when you're planted in the place where God has called you, when one part hurts, the other one knows. The other one responds. That's the way that God has designed you and I. We are called to live life in something called community, not in solitude. In solitude, we are separated from the soil, the place where God has called us. In solitude is when the enemy comes and pick us out. But when we are together, we are united, we are strong, and we are able to lean on one another, provide support for one another when we need it. In Acts 2, the believers did the same thing. They lived in community. They ate together. They shared resources together. In verse 47 it says, and each day the Lord added to their fellowship. It did not start with them not being united. It started with them being united first, because they were in one accord, in one place. And because they were there, the Holy Spirit came And because of that, they shared their resources together. They start developing a network of being in a community. And because they did this, the Lord added to them daily. Are we ready for a daily increase from God? Are we ready in our own personal life for a daily increase from God? We got to make room for it. We got to make room for it. We got to be prepared for it. Because if the increase come and we're not prepared, where do we store it? How do we grow? If it's coming, and we're not prepared, it will destroy us. Growth happens when we are united. We do life in community. We do life in community and not in solitude. We grow in circles, not in rows. And we cannot grow unless we are planted. The third layer is very important. We cannot stand unless we are united. Would you stand with me? I'll ask the worship team to come.